Hey everybody, here we are at the Linux Link Tech Show.
Special edition,
right? We're actually doing this on a weird day. If you're catching this through the podcast or whatever, that's going to be available on Wednesday. Just know that you missed out on listening to it for, 3 days because we're actually recording this today, which is Saturday. Because this is our special Thanksgiving episode. And what's so special about the Thanksgiving episode? Well, none of us are actually going to be here on Wednesday to do the regular broadcast, so we decided we'd get together a little bit early and throw something together for y'all to listen to next week when we're not here or something.
Because we know how much you'll miss us.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And on that note...
We've got to get, like, pads for the microphones over there because I keep hearing somebody's hard drive spin up over there.
That is Dan. Mine's not spinning.
This is my gateway.
Dan's like, super loud machine over there.
Something like that. Yeah. Hey, by the way, this is show 60,
Oh, maybe
60,
I should actually talk
right?
in a microphone.
Yeah, well, that probably that too. This is show 60,
We got
60,
three people right? listening. Yay.
Show 60, which is 62 weeks we've been doing this stuff. Long time. That's what the turkey says anyway, right?
Yep. You keep saying that over and over again.
We're going to listen to the turkey all night long.
If anybody wants to, like, Skype us, we're actually on tonight.
Yeah. And our Skype address is thelinuxlink.net.
It's the Linux Link Tech Show.
The Linux Link Tech Show, yeah. That's what it is.
So feel free to try if you want.
Yeah.
Or not. It's up to you.
Or something, yeah. Anyway, let's run right into this promo real quick so we can get organized and maybe have something to talk about when we get back.
Hi, I'm Matt from Lug Radio in the UK.
Oh, that is so cool.
It's CBBC presenter.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm interviewing Blue Peacocks.
I was doing my impression.
Anyway,
of
we're Lug Radio.
I'm doing my impression of Dan there because,
it looks
he's,
like
he's
that.
Jolly when he does his nose. No, Alan, who looks Alan. Like Hack. But Dan's
Which
jolly
is one looks like me?
Alan.
He doesn't look like me. Lincoln's got the tall hat, so you remember.
Is his name actually Lincoln? Lincoln. Is his surname Lincoln? No, his surname's Fessner. His name's not Lincoln Lincoln. His name's Lincoln Abraham.
Link on. The link on to Linux. Link,
anyway,
link,
again,
tech, link, link,
we're
link,
Lug Radio. Yeah, we're Lug Radio over in the UK. That's lugradio.org. Come along to our website.
We're British as well. We drink. We like drinking.
Cave. Point of day, brilliant.
Yar.
So anyway, we're going to Lug Radio because we've only been given about 30 seconds. Come and listen to Lug Radio. Lugradio.org. I'm sure you'll like. If you like the Linux link tech link show, I'm sure you'll like Lug Radio.
Hey, this is Matthew Bischoff for Escape from the World, and you're listening to the Linux Link Tech Show.
Yes, that's right. You are listening to the Linux Link Tech Show. Uh-oh, we're exchanging CDs here.
Are you?
What's on that one?
Huh? Red versus Blue 2.
Oh, cool. My
or
red
disc
versus 2. Blue stuff.
Red versus Blue.
It's like Nifty or something.
Yeah.
So I can have something to watch while I'm hanging out and doing a Thanksgiving thing over at my parents' house next week.
And play it real loud because the language is appropriate for a holiday.
Oh, yeah, I see. I heard that too on the first one.
Yeah. But, you know, I started playing those downstairs while I was watching the kids one night, and it was like, I got to shut it off now.
Mm-hmm.
Not good. Not good for the kids.
Thank you.
They all run
around. You don't want them running around saying that?
Saying the F word? No, not this week.
Not next this week.
Next week. I wonder at Grandma's next week. That's a good idea.
Grandma says this.
Grandma, give me the effing biscuits.
This is what Mommy teaches us at home. you know, speaking of Lug Radio, I still have not listened to a single episode of Season 2 yet. I checked. I actually went to check and see if they had a Bash Potter feed or a podcast yet.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't have a podcast yet. So maybe tonight after the show I'm going to download the show so I can put them on my iPod. Because I really look forward to listening to them. And I have not listened to the Linux show in almost a month now, ever since they started switching around their servers and stuff. And
wow,
And you haven't missed it? Or?
And I haven't listened to the Daily Source Code in a couple of weeks either, because I've been listening to other stuff. And I actually want to give a podcast review tonight.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
Awesome. You're going to do it here on the tech show? You're actually going to do
Stop playing with the
Dan's
rants thing.
I'm going to do it on the tech show. I still don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do when I'm going to do another rant. There's going to be one coming up in the next week.
The Thanksgiving's Day rant.
Yeah, day after Thanksgiving, he's going to be like, you know what? The freaking potatoes were flat, too.
No, he's going to do it after Saturday because he's helping me move Saturday. So I'm going to hear him Saturday night put out a rant on me.
You know, I'm going to be all alone on Thanksgiving because the kids are going to be down at Grandma's, and I'm going to be here, and my wife's going to be working. She makes double time.
On Wednesday?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
On Thursday.
Oh.
Now we're going down to celebrating Thanksgiving on Tuesday. So we're leaving Monday night, and we're coming back Wednesday night so she can go to work. Or maybe Thursday. I don't know what time. Ooh. Oh, you know what? The reason why I was asking you about how to load a module in the FreeBSD is because I have FreeBSD running on here. I have
on free the gateway.
FreeBSD. FreeBSIe 1.0. Do you have that? Now you do, man. Here you go.
FreeBSIe.
Free BSD Live ISO.
Oh.
So okay. I have the Live ISO running on my borrowed gateway, and it runs really well. Only complaint, and this really can't be a complaint.
Did you try the NetBSD Live? They have
no, I haven't. I didn't know they had it yet. The only complaint I have about this is it's a little slow. But that's to be expected from
a live
distribution.
Live ISO, right.
No, actually, I found it because I started with the Safari book shelf and stuff that I read on there. I've been reading the Tao of network security.
Uh-huh.
Tao, and the reason why I'm reading that is because there's some bad news, some good news. It's unfortunate. I'd like to say goodbye, an official goodbye to one of my colleagues at work.
Okay.
Who is moving on? He used to be my supervisor, and now since they switched positions around, he was no longer my supervisor, and he has decided to move on to another place that's affiliated with Lehigh University.
I'm eating pretzels.
he fell into a sweet little job there for $55,000 a year. He's going to be managing 30 computers.
I'd like to fall into $55,000 a year. Yeah,
a fantastic benefits package and everything. I mean, he really. I personally would not want to take the job because it's 30 computers. It's all Windows based. So,
that could be just painful.
Yeah, so that's not. I personally wouldn't want the job. So now that means my position at work is probably going to change. And I will be absorbing the management of all the servers.
Aha.
So I got to start shifting a little bit from focusing on web development, design, and training and moving.
You always struck me as an absorbent kind of guy there, Dan.
To slowly moving everything over to Slack. We've secretly replaced these Windows computers.
That's the thing. I mean, now that they have eDirectory on top of Linux, you could just slap that on there and move everything over, nobody would ever be the wiser.
Yep.
Everything now. They're reporting their entire, all their stuff over on the Linux, which is going to be a great thing. I look forward to it. So I started reading the Dow of Network Security and some of the other books, and I saw that he was talking about how he recommends using FreeBSD. And a lot of stuff that he talks about in the book is he works on FreeBSD.
Okay.
So I saw that there was a live ISO for FreeBSD. I've decided to download and check it out, and so far it's running pretty smoothly. I am impressed with it, just like I am with Nopix.
Well, I'm going to have to check it. You know what? I have a really old laptop, a Pentium 90 at home, that I've been dying to like play with FreeBSD on, because pretty much that's my only spare machine, you know? And the problem with that is it doesn't boot from a CD, so like I've got to figure out a way to play with the floppy disk installation stuff to actually get the driver for my NIC card on there. We have a call.
Someone's calling us. We have a call. Patrick.
It's Patrick.
Answer.
Hello?
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 Hello? I think we're going to get an echo on this. The way we're hooking the microphone up.
Turn down your radio!
You sound like shit.
Turn down your radio!
Hello?
Can't you boost that output, Alan?
Hello?
Well,
I can turn it all the way up, man, but, like, I don't hear anything. Hello? Hello?
Wait, he hung up.
I'm guessing it didn't work out.
Maybe he'll call back.
You
know what you're not going to like about it? I'll tell you what you're not going to like about it right now. It runs free BSD. I mean, it runs XFCE.
No shit, it runs free BSD.
it runs XFCE as a desktop, but guess what else it has on top of it? Rocks. Rocks desktop. So when you right click on the desktop, you get the Rocks filer menu instead of the XFCE menu.
Okay.
And they got that little bar that goes across the top that you absolutely hate.
Yeah, but I know how to fix all that, so that's not on there.
Yeah, but it's a live distro, so you got to start. You know, every time you run it, you're gonna have to. You get a flash USB card, and the sound wasn't that hard to get running once I figured out how to load the proper module.
My wife said it was a telemarketer that tried to escape us.
No, it was definitely Patrick, and I'm gonna try calling him back here.
You go, Alan. Suck up that bandwidth. Yeah. Knock everybody
exactly,
off.
Especially since I've got the wireless running.
Why not?
How about it? Happy day.
Yeah, so NetBSD has one out, too. NetBSD has a live ISO CD.
Does it run on every operating system?
No, it's i386.
And Slackware has a, what is it, 380 version now? What's that?
To run on, what do you mean?
What was that? Retarded.
Yeah, I don't even know what he's
talking. I don't know what I'm talking about. Alan, what are you talking about over there?
But that's, you know, we should mention it that, you know, there are some live CDs that we actually do try and piss around with. And I'm going to try this FreeBSD one out.
Yeah, Slack has a S390 architecture.
Oh, okay. And I'm going to try the FreeBSD one out, and I've tried the NetBSD one. I like that, too.
I haven't met a live distribution I haven't liked yet. Although I've never tried SUSE Live, or I think Mandrake has a live one.
I like the Ubuntu Live.
I haven't tried that yet. I didn't download
it.
No,
nice.
I thought I downloaded it at work. I don't know.
That's nice. I really like that. And, of course, you know, Nopix. Everybody has to have Nopix because that's the all-time cool standby.
Right, Alan?
Yes.
And you know what? In my wallet, I carry around one of those business card.
Oh, mine broke.
I don't even know what the hell it is anymore.
Linux Care.
Yeah. And I never use it. I always just whip out the full-size Nopix disk. And
just whip out the Nopix disk.
Whip out the disk.
You can't stick those little Linux Care disks in a slot-loading CD player.
Not if you want them to come back out again.
Well,
you can put them in there, but
they ain't coming back out. I don't like slot loading. They're too easy to break.
Yeah, what Dan said.
Word to your mama. I don't like laptops without a separate.
Pretzels are really good, man.
I don't like trackpads on mouse tops. Not mouse tops, laptops.
Clancy's Thins, fresh baked taste.
I think they got those at Redner's.
Pretzels, man. That's some good pretzels.
Do you like trackpads on laptops?
No. As I'm here wielding around my trackpad.
What about you?
No, I can't stand them.
I don't mind them. The trouble is I haven't had this one working since I put Slack on just because I'm too lazy to set up the other entry in the xconfig file. So I just use the wireless, or not the wireless, but the USB mouse because it's easier.
Uh-huh.
It's a little pain if you want to move it anywhere, but since my battery only lasts 5 minutes anyways, it's not like I'm really mobile with it or anything.
Did you ever try and use a trackpad with a wet finger? No, it doesn't work. Lick your finger and try to use a trackpad.
I can do that right now. My trackpad doesn't work.
Well,
right.
You're
right. It doesn't work.
You have a working trackpad. Have you noticed that?
I'm not licking my trackpad.
You take a hit of the soda here and you got a little moisture on your finger and you try and use the trackpad, it messes it up sometimes. You're not having that problem?
It works on mine, man.
I had that problem a lot with just like when I walked outside and I was listening to the iPod, my finger was wet from the rain, and it was hard to turn the little dial thing on the iPod. Moisture tends to mess stuff like that up.
Well, on a side note here, we've got an instant message on Skype here from Paul Vini de Souza in Brazil testing Skype. He hasn't called us or anything, but...
Yeah, let him call so we can echo. Yeah, that might be a problem, though, with that. If they're talking in Skype and we're coming through and they don't headphones on instead. When you have headphones on and on their end, it's going to want to echo a little bit there, which will feed back into us.
Mike.
There we go.
Oh, here we go. Right.
Who is it?
Hello.
This is Paul Vini de Souza.
Hello?
I'm sorry if I screw that one up. Link, you got to pick up that.
Hello? Tech Show Pizza? Hello? They're not answering.
No, he can hear us, but we can't hear him.
Do you have everything turned up over there?
This is the Bethlehem Morgue. You stab them, we slab them. Nothing at all.
Is there anything coming out of Alan's laptop?
Maybe he just doesn't have any sense of humor.
It was earlier.
Al, why don't you pull out the headphone thing? You listen to... Whoa! Here we go.
Yeah, well, that's because I'm cranked up over here.
No, I mean, why don't you plug your headphones into it and see if you hear anything?
He's cranked up. Okay, wait a minute.
We should have tested this
rough
beforehand.
No, we had it working. When Patrick called in early, it was working fine.
All right,
do you hear anything?
Yeah, all I hear is humming noise.
Is he still on?
Yeah, it was nothing. So maybe he doesn't have a microphone.
Oh, he doesn't have a mic, it says.
Oh. Well,
that's the quality. Well, we hope you like it. When you get a microphone, give us a call back. We'll put you on the show.
Definitely.
Caught it.
Yeah. Nice nice talking to you. There.
But that's great, man. Brazil. Fantastic. Why don't you put my headphones back in there, Mr.
Put your headphones back in?
And,
yeah, because you know what? Patrick's going to call you too, right?
Yeah.
And Dave Slusher is supposed to call. No, I told him. He tried to call on the last tech show, and I totally forgot to hook this Skype stuff up. I'm sorry, Dave. But I did email him back and tell him that we were going to do another show today, and I haven't yet to see him online on Skype. I've been checking all week.
Sorry about that.
I'm assuming that he probably
isn't going to
be
Alan's vibrator
today,
hit the edge of the chair.
We'll get you one of these days, Dave.
What are we talking about? Oh, FreeBSD. Live FreeBSD. You know what? It's Thanksgiving, and I had...
Well, Matt's anybody... on if you want to try him.
Huh?
Matt's on the...
Why don't you...
Is he really?
Give him a call.
Matthew
before
Revelle.
Before we do anything, let me make sure we're getting sound over there before we, do another half a show there.
Matthew Revelle. Yeah, he's a buddy from the Lug Radio Show that Dan isn't listening to.
I'm going to feedback the show through here, so let's see what happens.
That's good.
Oh, dude, this is going to rot.
You're going to feedback the show? Are you calling the Echo Test Service?
No.
Why don't you call the Echo Test Service?
That's punk. Oh, there it goes. I hear it.
Okay.
That's good.
All right, so it works. This is going to
rot. Okay.
If you burp now, we can hear it, infinitely, forever.
Call.
Burp, burp, burp.
All right, let's give Matt a call.
Yeah, let's give Matt a call.
Give him a call.
call this contact?
You're probably not listening, Matt, but you should be, and you should answer,
oh,
your,
man.
Answer your Skype call.
Link, come over here and scratch my back, baby.
Get away from me.
He's ringing. We've got that much.
Come on, man. Answer your phone.
I don't hear it ringing. How come I don't hear it ringing?
I don't know.
Shouldn't we hear it ringing?
No, you don't hear it ringing. You only hear it ringing when they're calling you. He's not answering.
No.
What the hell is that?
Hello?
Hello.
Matt!
What's up?
How you doing?
How you doing, Matt?
Good. How are you?
Good. Guess what? You're live on the Linux Link Tech Show.
Awesome.
How you guys doing?
You're probably hearing us with an echo because we have like a microphone in the middle of the three of us here.
Yeah, you guys sound fine.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
You sound pretty good, too, as long as I keep the volume torqued up a little bit. By the way, this is not Matthew Revelle we're talking to right now. It's Matthew Bischoff from...
Yeah, I was kind of thinking, where's the accent?
It's Matthew Bischoff from Escape from the World.
MatthewBischoff.com.
There you go. Plug it, man. Are you listening to our show live? Of course you're not. But you should be,
no.
Right?
Well, not no, now.
I didn't know you guys did it on... I thought you guys only did it on Wednesdays.
Well,
this is our special show tonight.
This is our we're not going to be here on Wednesday Thanksgiving show.
Here we are, and here you are, too, by golly.
Here we are, face-to-face.
People in the IRC chat, then?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
They're always in there.
Always in there.
Yeah, it is. Seriously, it's open all week long. People are in there all week.
Yep.
Except on Wednesdays when the people who are in there...
Hey, I got another phone call.
Oh, we got another phone call. Hang on, maybe we can conference them in. Who is it?
Conference them in, yeah.
This is Patrick.
Oh!
Hello? Are you still there, Matt?
Did you just cut Matt off?
I don't think so, no. Oh, this call is on hold.
Excuse me.
Oh,
can we conference him?
I have no clue how.
That's on the Windows-only version.
Pat for a minute.
Skype crashes out.
We just ditched Skype altogether. We'll get back with you in a second, Matt.
Don't call him back. And never call him again. Be like a jilted lover. Never call him again. Let him wonder what happened.
What happened?
And then we'll pack up and move, and we'll change domains and everything. That'll be a new show.
I guess conferencing in the Linux version, it doesn't work.
Well, yeah, it does. I had conference calls before.
Well, obviously it doesn't work on my laptop.
Whoa. Are you trying to run Skype over wireless?
Sure, why not?
Sure, why not?
It was working good there with just one.
Yeah, it was.
We had Matthew Bishop.
But I'm just saying, you're going to create a bottleneck over there because you're not getting a full signal to the downstairs.
Do we have Matthew back online? Matt?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, there you are. Sorry about that.
We had a slight crash over here of Skype, so.
That's what happened.
It was a bad thing for a moment. But we're back and running now.
We found that it doesn't like to conference for me right over here yet. But seeing as it's the first time we've actually used it on the show, I may have actually hit the wrong button.
Not to mention that we're running it wirelessly. So we're doing Skype over a wireless connection, too. So
that's in another room downstairs.
It's in another room downstairs.
So we're running at, what, 2 megabytes?
Two megabit Skype connection.
56K modem speed. Get ready for another crash.
Yeah, if it crashes.
Be careful this time.
Yeah, I'll try it.
Boom.
Create a conference call with the active call.
Yeah. Okay. Create a conference call.
Okay, we're going in.
We're going to try.
Yeah, but it won't stop ringing.
Yeah, answer it somehow.
All right. Click that little green phone thingy.
Uh-oh.
There we go.
Answer.
Come on, Hackmeister.
This is getting nowhere fast.
I know it is. Wait a second.
Hello?
Gone.
Yeah, I hit the wrong button again.
Crash and burn.
Hey, you know, I've never used this before. This is the first time I've actually used Skype.
Hey, you know what? I was on a conference call with Matt and who else was it again, Matt? A couple days ago?
Garth. No, Jeff O'Hara.
Jeff, yes.
Hackmeister, if you want to call me, Matt.Bischoff, I might be able to conference you in.
Yeah, I'm sure you probably can, because I know you've done it before.
Yeah, because we're not having any luck over here.
it was a good. We had a good try.
And well, we're, well, I am. Go ahead.
But you sound really good, man.
Yes.
Can you hear us all
right?
My
microphone right here. Yeah, you're fine. Yeah, you're good. I just started writing for podfly.com, if you want to check that out, too.
Podfly?
Yes.
And this is like P-O-D-F-L-Y. It's not like a Chinese version, right? P-O-D-F-R-Y?
F-L-Y, yeah.
Matt's Daily Podcasting News.
Podfly.com.
Cool. I'll have to put that in the links here.
Awesome.
Yep.
Awesome. And this is this is all your website thing here?
No. I'm just letting them administer it. I'll just write some of the stuff. Here comes Hackmeister. Here we go. All right.
That's what we need. We need a now. How many? If you do a
here we go.
A Skype conference.
Okay.
Okay, if how many people can you conference on Skype to begin with?
I don't know.
Do you know, Matt?
5 or 10.
Now,
I'm
if
not
you
sure.
if you have 5 or 10 people conferencing on one Skype, and then that one other person does conference also, can you get like 20 people on Skype conference? Is that possible?
I don't know. That'd be insane.
Were we thinking about trying to do the show that way?
What happens?
I'm looking at the conference call portion of the Skype website here.
What happens if you're on a conference call with somebody, you chain it 3 levels down, and that 4th level down, somebody calls the first person to conference call? Does it create this loop and then it blows
off.
Up?
Uh-oh. Pat dropped off the face of the planet again.
Did you ever do that with VNC?
Yeah.
Like you VNC into one machine,
VNC'd in,
and then you VNC back in again. Would Skype do that same thing? It would just circle around and around and around and blow your eardrums out.
If you're conference calling with a phone, you could, like, call someone, then they could call someone, then they could call someone. You can keep going and over and over.
Have you tried that yet, Matt? Have you actually called anybody, you know, on a landline with Skype?
Skype out?
Yeah.
Doesn't that cost money?
No, I haven't done it.
Don't you have to sign up for, like,
yeah, but it's only,
service?
Like, 2 cents a minute or something like that. It's really inexpensive.
2 cents a minute more than I have.
Well,
what do you do? PayPal?
Yeah, but some,
to pay
but
for
some
it?
Like
that's
long distance
plans. Because you keep
getting
these silver laptops.
Yeah,
yeah.
Some long distance plans are somewhere upwards of, you know, 7 or 8 cents a minute. So 2 cents a minute probably isn't that expensive. Plus, I guess you buy like minutes or something like
that's
that.
That's how
yeah,
to get.
You buy like
you
a phone card.
You buy it in euros, and then the minutes is all done on the fly. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, 2 cents a minute here. $15 for remote hosting.
Yeah, but if you just
convince
the person you want
a static IP address,
if you just convince the person that you want
to talk
to,
next thing you know, the show's costing me $600 a month
to get good internet.
Yeah,
just do it that way.
They'll be shilling out. And then this week's gold sponsor is
right
Staples in Bethlehem. Thank you, gold sponsor. Yeah, then. Off the stream. We'd have to take it out of the podcasting and say and create our own elite network.
Well, if we start taking sponsorships, we can't like play free music anymore.
Well, Matt wants to sponsor us, don't you, Matt?
Oh yeah,
do it.
He's going to be our number one sponsor. Yeah, you know what?
That's not true, is it?
What's that?
If you're making a profit?
Oh, if you're making a commercial, profit, that's I'm thinking a donation, not sponsor. Itchy eyes. Dun dun.
But now, have you guys, any of you used GigaDial yet?
I looked at it a few times when you sent me the link, but I don't know if any of these other guys have looked at it yet.
No, I've never heard of it.
Dude, I'm lucky I get to a machine outside of work anymore. This is, you know.
Basically, what it is, I guess, is probably Matt will be able to describe it better than I can, but to me, it looks like you can create your own sort of like a virtual podcast radio station where you pick the podcast you like and it conglomerates them all into one big XML feed that you could grab.
Oh, that's cool.
Someone with similar interests.
Yeah. So,
it's an XML feed to an XML feed?
Yeah, it incorporates all the XML feeds of the stuff that you listen to.
So you put this in your podcast client?
I imagine you could, right?
The XML feed, and the XML feed will go out and pull down this XML feed.
Here, I'll tell you how they describe it real quick, and then I'll just get to this.
Then they'll tell us how it's really done.
Yeah.
Right.
None of this crap out of you, President.
It says, use GigaDial to create podcast-powered stations by assembling individual episodes from your favorite podcasters. Then, tell your friends to point their podcatchers at the station feeds, linked from the XML button on each station's page. Visit recently updated stations by clicking on the links on the homepage. Start by choosing or creating a station. So, what I'm using it for is right now I have Escape from the Dial, which is a podcast of my favorite episodes from different podcasts around, so you could discover new ones. And then I also have Matt's Inbox, MatthewBischoff.com/inbox, if anyone wanted to drop me an email, a content, a promo, something that I haven't listened to yet, think anyone has the permission to add to Matt's Inbox.
Cool. That's cool. And, of course, you know, the LinuxLink Tech Show is... right in there.
It's right at the bottom.
It is.
It's because it's in there. And then when you're not looking, it's deleted.
Yeah.
No, it's
four. He's got it rigged up so it only pops in there when he sees my IP address hitting the site, right?
So true.
Yeah.
That's how we got you covered. Yeah, and this is cool because, you know, you sound really good through the system that we have now, which is really terrible.
We had a picture of the way we rigged this thing up tonight.
What's funny is, like, everybody's dying on the net lately. On these podcasts, they're trying to figure out how to do, you know, do podcasts with people in different, you know, different places, using Skype or cell phones or whatnot. And I think the big conclusion thus far has been to do what? Double-ended. They're doing double-ended stuff, right? Double-ended recording.
Double-enders, yeah. Record both sides of the conversation, or all three sides if you have a conference.
And I just asked here on IRC, and the people that are listening here say that they can hear you just fine. And we're not doing a double-ender at all, folks. This is just...
Is that that's a crappy mic.
Yeah,
right
this is a broken... We have a broken, crappy PC microphone here that's hanging over my regular microphone. And... as far as I can tell, everything sounds good, and everybody says that they can hear Matt just fine. So
that's great.
I listen to
considering that we're, you know, listening to Matt off of a wireless Skype connection too. That's pretty good.
I was listening to the 65th episode of Gamer today,
mm-hmm.
the podcast, and they had the guy call in. I guess it was on a landline. Man, it was hard to hear. It was just the sound quality was really, really difficult to hear him say whatever he was saying. And the best X-Men Legends, and I didn't like it.
Well, I heard that, you know, I keep listening to, I think it's openpodcast.org is the link, right?
That's the feed, yep.
Yeah, there's a feed called Open Podcast where you can, like, call in or send MP3 files or whatever, and it just creates a
cool
podcast
idea.
Of it. Yeah, and I like some of this stuff, but today I listened to, like, four of them that the audio quality was so horrible. You know, I couldn't stand it. It was so horrible. And it's one of those deals where it was like remodulating and you hear... You remember your first...
Yeah.
It sounded like Dan's first rant that he did, you know, where it was...
horrible audio quality.
Or like the September 27th Escape Radio. Exactly like that.
Yeah.
I sound like a robot on that episode.
No, this was even worse. Like, you could only catch, you know, bits and pieces of the words and things like that, but...
Oh, wow.
You know what's odd is sometimes those crappy... Like, the first one I did,
mm-hmm.
and it was really crappy.
Right.
No problems playing over an iPod. I mean, it sounded perfect. So, they must do some... what's the word I'm looking for? Some cleanup of
fixing.
Some sort.
Yeah, they do equalization. The iPod automatically equalizes.
Yeah, equalization
things.
And everything. But
well, yeah, when I caught a hold of it, I just had you re-encode it, right?
Yeah, I did re-encode it.
And
it got a little better. But then, you know, the size of the file skyrocketed.
Well,
right
sure,
up.
Man, because you re-encode stuff all the way up to like 44 from what you recorded
right?
at 5K.
Yeah, I was trying to keep it down to maybe 10 megs or so. It's like 24, 30. Like, screw that.
It's kind of hard to get 10 megs with a half-hour audio program, you know.
We've got
the thing is, it's much better if you send an MP3 to Open Podcast because the phone is... They don't have that whole phone thing exactly right yet. They have some service who does that, and it's not...
Right, and I think that was the problem. I think these were all call-in podcasts, you know.
Yep.
And the audio
Which
quality
cool
was really bad.
And what if you could call in with Skype out to that number?
See, now that's what they should rig up. that's what they should do. So you could call in with Skype and Skype yourself in and then do, because, you know, the audio quality with Skype is pretty good, you know, evidently,
right,
because we can hear you just fine, so.
Right. Or what they should do is they should use that Replay Telecorder, which is a an application that allows you to create a voicemail message for Skype and then record someone's message. Have that up, and then when someone calls in, it would just record the message, put it in a directory, and then a little program would upload that to the server and write it to the XML file. That wouldn't be that hard to do.
No, that would work too. That shouldn't be a problem at all. But I'm bumped.
Throwing your stuff around over there, Dan?
Not yet. I'm going to throw it at you in a minute. Shut up. Matt, what are you doing tonight? Aside from talking to us, what's on the agenda?
What?
What's on your agenda for tonight?
Let's see. I have to finish some homework that's due Monday. I have to write another blog entry or so, just about stuff. And I have to. And I've just re. I'll send you this in a second. I've just reskinned Windows to look like a Mac. It's pretty cool.
All right.
You just get a Mac.
Yeah, why
just
get
a Mac? Yeah.
You hear that? What?
Because
go ahead. Sorry.
It looks. It just. I don't know. It's just cool. You got the like. It's like a Mac looking start menu. It's just really weird.
Hey, didn't you tell me you were running like Blackbox or something on your Windows machine?
Yeah, I have Blackbox installed too.
Why don't you just run your Linux, man?
No, I have a question about that.
He calls into the Linux Link Tech Show and he's telling us about how he wants to run his Windows box and make it look like a Mac. Come on!
If you use Blackbox in place of as your desktop shell...
Hey, it's Unix-based. Hey.
If you use Blackbox in place of your Explorer shell on Windows, does Explorer still run underneath?
Yes.
It does. Okay.
It does.
So it doesn't give you any kind of security enhancement.
Safety.
Safety.
No.
Just
safety. No.
That's pretty bad.
Maybe you could, like, rub some of your ambition off on Alan over there, because he never posts to his blog anymore.
I'll be posting after I move.
Yeah,
that's a week, man. It's already been a month. Come on.
Yeah, I know. you haven't seen the house yet. I got, like, boxes. I got, like, a path that goes from room to room right now.
Dude, just sit on your car and make a
post
before you leave.
I monitor my logs, like, hourly, and I see him logging in at least once a day to check his email.
Yeah.
At least once a day.
Every morning.
But he can't blog in that time. Oh, no.
Well.
You know what? Heaver started that process of mirroring that magic site. And
yes.
Knocked up almost 500 megs on my server. And I said, he just got back today to start deleting the stuff.
I saw that. This is what you get for letting people, you know, hang out on your server.
Yeah.
Money.
They start mirroring websites without asking you.
I don't know if he actually knew what the heck he was getting into with that. That's a lot of that. 500 meg.
Are you guys getting that?
I've got a box here that says waiting to connect.
Yeah.
From desktop JPEG.
Oh, it's coming through on Alan's machine.
Getting a screenshot.
It's a screenshot.
Oh,
cool. I can't see, Alan.
Well,
because there's nothing there.
He's waiting to get it, man.
You know what you should do? We should VNC into your machine. Don't you have VNC running?
No, I don't.
VNC and a Skype connection all wirelessly, and he's downloading stuff all
really
the time.
Really oh, yeah. Well.
And then the next thing his machine keeps rebooting. He's like, what the hell?
You guys have to hit accept on that.
You have to hit accept.
There we go.
Accept?
Yeah, I got to
save
that here, so that's what.
Oh, there we go.
This is Alan. You know, we got to babysit him just a little
bit.
Every
once in a while.
Hand-holding all the way.
Yeah.
But, you know, even Alan runs Slackware, Matt.
Yeah.
Well, I've been running Linux since
1972.
Yeah. No, since like Red Hat, I don't know, 4 or 5, something like that.
When I first got into computers, we used to push these punch cards through.
Yes, we actually know
when I did my
basic program.
Yeah,
yes, it was punch cards.
I learned this about Skype. It sends the files very slowly, not to compete with the voice, so it monitors the voice traffic. And because we're on that wireless, it probably is slowing it down more.
Well, hey, do you have it like post your screenshot? Do you have it posted on your website or anything like that?
I was going to do that. Do you want me to do that real quick?
Yeah, if you post it on there and you can give me the link, I can put it on our IRC chat.
Yeah.
Mumble. For the benefit, the viewing benefit of our listeners.
Download.
I'm going to upload the file right now.
Awesome.
Hey, Matt, what do you have, DSL or cable?
Cable, Comcast.
Comcast cable.
But aren't you running wireless, too?
Yeah.
See, so there you go. We got wireless Skype on both ends of this conversation.
Damn! be thankful, Matt, you're on that end.
The room just got warm in here for some reason.
Now, does Comcast allow you to host any services on your machines at home?
I'm not exactly sure. I have done some stuff. I don't know if it's in their terms of service that you're not allowed to, but I have run a wedge server for my machine.
I take it, Matt, you canceled over there? Because I've got file transfer.
What?
You canceled?
Yeah, I just sent the URL instead.
Okay, that's probably easier, yeah.
So then you have your hosting of everything somewhere else, obviously. Your website and everything. Who hosts your stuff?
It's bluehost.com, and if you want to support Escape Radio, you can just use my affiliate link, matthewbischoff.com/hostme.
And what's your monthly fee for that? Do they charge you, like, what, $15?
It's $7 a month really good for 75 gigs of traffic, 2 gigs of storage, CGI, PHP, Perl, MySQL.
Oh, that's nice.
He gets good. Now, but how much? See, now we're paying
15.
We're paying 15 a month for 50 gig of traffic, but how much storage space do we have?
We have a virtual server.
Right, but how much
Six
storage
gigs.
Space? 6 gig.
That's now, do they give you a virtual server?
It's a virtual server, yeah, with Telnet.
So what's the server running? Do you know?
It's Apache. I'm not sure what operating system.
No. So we have a virtual Debian server.
Debian.
Yeah, Debian. Well, we can run Xine.
Debian.
We can run Xine.
Debian Linux.
Linux.
That's a great show.
Debian Linux. That's what it is. It's Susie.
I think it's running Red Hat. I'm not sure.
Red Hat 6. Everybody's running Red Hat 6.
Red Hat 6.
Have you seen the screenshot yet there?
Yeah, I put it up over.
Oh. I actually have your link on the IRC. Let me see if I can.
Thank you, Alan.
These guys are all slow over here tonight.
Well, we're waiting for you to put it up there, Alan.
Yeah, waiting put for it up, Alan put Dragon Butt over there, so we have to, you know.
It was up there a while back. Right after he sent it to me.
Here we go. That's
dun,
cool.
Dun,
check
dun.
That out, huh? Call in with the Linux Link Tech Show.
It doesn't really show my Aqua desktop or anything, but that's get the
no. But you see, like the scroll
you know
bar on the side is
do?
Aqua looking. Sort
he
of.
Should make a screen capture with VNC record. No, VNC to SWF. There we. Oh, that's right. You gotta be running Linux to do that. Or Apple. It runs better on Linux. Oh well.
That's cool. It does
that's
look
nice.
Like him. It does look like a Mac desktop.
Except that system tray down there.
Yeah. Well.
Too many.
Yeah.
Holy mackerel, you got a lot of stuff running in there. What kind of palm do you have?
There's some more after that, but, you know.
Woo. What kind of palm do you have?
That's Google. I've got Google Desktop Search, iTunes, Skype, Hot Sync Manager for my palm, AIM, iPodder 1.114, Capsules, Confabulator, Wireless Network, Volume, Wireless Network again, QuickTime, and AVG.
You running a 2 gigahertz processor over there? Giga RAM?
Yeah. 2.4
gigahertz. Ah. What kind of palm do you have?
I've got a Tungsten TU-1.
Woo.
We're up to 5 now.
Yeah, I know. We just got some T3s in at work. T3s are nice. I hate using a palm, though. I gave it up.
I use my palms every day.
The hairy palms.
Yeah. Something like that, yeah. Mm.
That's
I'm also working on Podcastpedia again. I kind of took a vacation from it, but now I'm back on to working on that. Someone did a French translation of the pages for me, too.
Cool.
Oliver.
Podcast what?
Podcastpedia.
Oh, yeah, all right. I thought he said podcast P, and I'm like... I don't remember that. Podcastpedia.
There's a link.
Dan's mind is in the gutter again.
Wait a minute. The link is coming to Alan, who has to put it on the IRC.
Here it is. Calm down, people.
I mean, calm down. We're impatient. We want
still
it
now. Still have to finish that Bash Potter logo for Link. Yes.
Yeah, man. I just heard Alan is working on one, too. But I'm likely to see that, like,
you'll see it sometime soon.
Likely to see that after they shut the internet down someday.
After he starts blogging again.
Right.
I hate spam. I just got another piece of spam. I hate it.
Do you run spam filters?
Gmail has a pretty good spam filter, yeah. Just missed one. This is the first one it missed so far.
See, I have not gotten on board with the Gmail stuff yet. I don't think I am.
I like my Gmail, actually.
You need an invite? I have one invite left. If anyone needs an invite, you know.
Hey, speaking of that, I have...
the IRC.
Yeah, I have five.
Well, you know what? Everybody's giving out invites. Why don't they just allow everybody to sign up? What do you need an invite for?
Well,
everybody's got...
it's beta testing. They're beta testing.
No, not anymore, are they? I thought it was,
out
of beta. Yeah,
still beta.
Is it really? That sucks.
Wait, I'll send you the... I'm big with proof. There's the Gmail logo that has the beta thing on it.
I am hitting there right now. Summer gun.
Your wife brought up a good point. I have no idea what she's talking about.
Nobody knows whose wife you're talking about.
Well, I don't think I'm talking about Alan's wife because I'm looking at you and saying your wife, and your wife's the only one that's on the chat.
Well, but you
and
need
your
to
wife,
specify
my wife
because
has never even heard this
nobody
show.
Knows who you're looking at, Dan.
Where are you going tonight, Alan?
Never mind. Back in the closet.
Yeah, my wife says I hate to change the
get
subject,
back down
but
in that basement.
What's up with Microsoft and the fact they're suing people for switching to Linux, saying it's not secure, or at least threatening people? I have no idea what she's talking about. What are you talking about, Michelle?
Suing people for being less secure? Now, I know that they were talking about threatening patent prosecution in other countries.
And bomber speech in Asia.
Right, soliciting the help of the WTO.
I know they're doing their usual FUD thing.
And then who's dropping broadband support in southern states?
AOL.
Huh.
AOL is dropping the
broadband. Oh, yeah, that's
broadband.
Right. I heard that.
Who the hell uses AOL anymore?
I don't know. And if
wait,
you
how
know,
could they be
I'm
dropping
people?
They're dropping broadband support, but yet the TV commercials all over the place are like, now AOL has spam
see, their new
filters
their new stuff,
and
yeah, their
scans.
New
broadband 9.0.
Yeah, all their
and,
new,
yeah, and
their
it'll,
new
it'll,
stuff.
And it'll diagnose you and fix your PC for you. It'll do everything. It'll even browse the web.
Yeah, it'll do everything except for it'll only do it at 56K pretty soon.
Man.
AOL is the Linux of 2004.
Yeah, sure.
So why are they dropping, Link?
I have no idea.
Save money?
And they're probably,
probably.
Yeah, they're losing money on it, I would imagine. It's probably a lot cheaper for them. If you're going to do broadband, it's probably a lot cheaper for them to sell you or bring your own access.
Well, I thought they weren't. I thought their broadband service was that you had to already have an existing broadband.
No,
they have their own broadband
service,
too?
They have their own broadband service, which they'll extend to you if, as long as broadband is available in your area by any carrier, that carrier has to let them
Line.
The LEC and tap through so they can give you broadband. However, it's probably a lot cheaper if they, you know, they got to fight with the LEC to do this.
Right.
They have to fight with the local telephone company. So it's probably a lot cheaper for them to say, well, go out and get your own damn broadband. And if you want to use AOL, you do the bring your own access, which is what last time I looked, it was $9 a month or something like that.
On top of what you have.
Just to get the AOL
on top of what you have, right.
And an AOL address.
Right. Exactly.
And then that
which
gives
really
you. Yeah,
but people, you know, people will do that in order to maintain, compatibility, you know, backwards compatibility with their old email addresses and stuff like that. People are going to do that,
right.
So they'll stay on
which
there
is
to
why
keep their.
You should buy your own domain name and use an email address that you can change and you can modify the forwarding for.
Exactly, what he said.
Now, I've almost got my dad off of Juno.
Almost.
Because my dad's system went down again.
Disconnecting the phone line again?
The what?
Disconnecting the phone line again, huh?
My dad's Windows 2000 system died completely.
The first install of it or the second install of it?
Both. The hard drives finally quit. And now the other hard drive on the Linux box is iffy because the controller keeps going on the fritz or whatever. But it works. You know, when he comes, he goes, "Hey, your Linux killed itself again." And I'm like, "It's the hardware. It's old. It's dying." I go down there, smack the box around a few times, it boots right up. No problem. And the problem is he can get his Juno webmail, but he's getting sick and tired of every time he has to reinstall Windows. He has to go through all that crap to transfer his Juno mail back
like
and forth.
Like a sticker on the side of the machine saying, "Hit here to boot."
Yeah.
So my picture in Skype just updated.
Did his picture in Skype just update?
No,
here we are. We're waiting for Alan again.
I said, "Look, you don't have to go through this crap all the time." And I set him up once again.
Doesn't look like it, man.
It looks the same, yeah.
Okay.
So I set him up with my email account on my server.
Mm-hmm.
And he's perfect, ready to go. I said, "If you want to," I set him up with Thunderbird. He could use Thunderbird or he could use the webmail. He doesn't have to go through that garbage anymore.
Nice POP3 account or use an IMAP. So he's always got his mail.
I'm just doing POP3.
You should do IMAP because the next time he crashes his Windows box, he'll at least be able to get all his mail back.
No, you can leave a copy up on the server.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever. Whatever. But, you know what he was more interested in getting running?
What's that?
The damn compact that he got from the neighbors is running Windows 98. So, you know, I'm like, everything you want to do is right there. You don't need any extra software.
See, now I made my father-in-law switch to Linux. He still has Windows running. He plays one game, some kind of APBA baseball game that he thinks he's got to play. But everything else that he does under Linux, and has no problem. You know, this is one
of
them.
Aren't there some applications that allow you to port those games over somehow?
Yeah,
some
we tried.
Them, yeah, some of them, yeah, but it, like specific ones run, and a lot of times some of them don't. And we tried everything to get this thing running, and it just would not run except for
that was a fun
Windows.
Night.
Yeah,
that was fun.
That was a long night. That was trying to get that running. But no, you know, he does. Like, you know, I have him. His entire connection to the outside world is running on Linux now, Slackware. So you know, he cannot connect to the internet whatsoever through Windows. Whatever I put it on.
Leave the clown nose alone there, Dan. Yeah.
But so all his internet connections are done through Slackware, and he goes to, you know, uses his little browser and thing like that. And there's never any problems anymore. I don't have to come over once a week and reinstall software. I don't have to come over and fix the Internet Explorer stuff. I don't have to fix his email. He doesn't get viruses all the time. It's wonderful, you know.
My parents are getting a cable modem next week.
Oh, man,
so
you're stuck.
The Nopix disk is going to, like, be dropped in there, and I'm, like, gluing the CD-ROM shut on them.
Gluing it shut. Why don't you just install?
Yeah, I will eventually install with it, yeah. I'll put Slack on it, but for right now, I'm going to let them play with the Nopix disk and sort of get used to it.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
I just came up with an idea. Here's what I want to do. I'm going to give my IP address to your listeners, right?
Okay.
And we get to hack his machine. Yeah.
Right. It's a hack my box challenge. If you can leave a text file in my C drive that says I hacked you, well then I'll switch to Linux. That's my IP address. 68.45.126.208.
And it's up on the IRC now.
Yay.
There you go, everybody. Go
nothing
get him.
Nothing more than a text file, though.
Nothing more than a text file.
This is like the honeypot all over again.
Yeah.
Come back.
Yeah, you're pretty safe here. Nobody listens and does
yeah, right.
We've had a honeypot up for, what, 6 months
this
now?
And
nobody
with
even knows
a
where it is.
Honeypot box, and no one even tried to do anything with that either. So you're probably pretty safe.
That's what he thinks now.
You're probably
my system's... There's no router, okay? I've DMZ'd it from the router now, and so it's just a Windows XP Service Pack 2 firewalled install.
You're probably better off, you know.
Yeah. Silence.
Get more right.
Silence here.
You get more problems with viruses from your email probably than you will off of this show. But you never know. Maybe someone will take you up on your offer.
Yeah, Brian said about anonymous FTP and the honey pot. Yeah, because that's one of the things I turned on after that first round when nothing was turned on. It was just the honey pot, the web services. That was something. We gotta really get some people messing around on that machine and do like we said before. Because it's been sitting there for 6 months doing nothing. Maybe it's already cracked.
Turn it over to Heaver and he can mirror all of his weird sites on it.
Hey, porn sites. His magic porn.
Yeah. And with him, yeah, it's probably what it would be and turn into.
Strange things, they happen on here.
Here's another URL for you guys. It's a good article on how to make podcasts better.
Is this the one where they talk about, you know, make sure that your audio quality is good and all that?
No, he doesn't really say that, really. He says use an original theme song, quit saying have a purpose, you know, that kind of stuff.
Have a purpose? Quit saying That blows our whole show away, man.
I was going to say, that would kill a lot of stuff on our show.
Under have a purpose, it says, don't just ramble about your day, or if you do, tell us a story. Say something rather than the
our entire show is shot now, you know? Don't just ramble about your day. That's what we do. We get on once a week, we ramble about our week, and ramble about pissy users and stuff like that. And, other stuff.
Well, everybody's sitting here quiet because we're all hitting his machine.
Yeah,
right
we're
now.
All.
I'll get him. You just wait.
No one's talking to the IRC. 900 all firing up their NMAP and
everyone's NMAPing.
See the lights on your DSL modem just flickering away, right?
Denial of service attack goes out.
No, he said only a text file on his C drive.
Only a text file.
I'm hoping you backed your machine up before you issued this challenge, right?
Of course I did.
Okay.
And I'm refreshing my C drive, no text file. So no one can hack that quickly, but still.
You'd be surprised if Heaver's listening, man. You're dead.
Yeah.
Kevin Mitnick coming in, hacking away.
There you go. Something got to happen sometime. Listen, guys, we're in an hour.
We still got stuff to cover. I'm in no rush to get out of here. I got nothing to do the rest of the night.
Nothing to do the rest of the night? I thought you were, the dancing girls and the pizza were coming.
They left before you came.
Well, that's no good.
Alan chased them away. They saw Alan coming up.
Frightened
them
away.
Oh,
quick, jump out the window.
You showed them that picture on the website from me.
Which one?
Probably the shirt.
The shirt. No, the one
so,
that I did that nobody
tonight,
seen.
Which isn't that far away, the Nintendo DS is coming out.
Cool. I've seen that one.
I'm kind of mixed on that. I don't know. I like Nintendo's products. The stylus, whole thing with the stylus, I'm like, well, I wonder what that's going to be like.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of interesting. It seems too, I don't know, you got the two LCD screens, it folds down. I'm kind of getting a picture of it here. I have the joystick article. Here. Let me pull it up. And
I must be like,
because they got one sent them to them early, so they have all these pictures of it here. I'll post that.
I must be really out of the loop because I have no idea what the hell a Nintendo DS.
You don't know what Nintendo DS is?
Not
dual screen. Dual screen.
Yeah, it's their new you know what Game Boy is, right?
Yeah.
It's their new it's the new edition of the Game Boy.
Dual screen, is that like a two-player kind of thing?
No,
it's got two screens and it unfolds. I just sent you the pictures there.
Yeah, come on, get with the program. He sent you the pictures already.
Alan.
It's
posted, yeah, Alan.
It's been posted on the IRC.
Matt's got it down now. Yeah, Alan, come on.
It's been posted already. There you go.
All right, I'm going to have to check this out here.
See, I don't know what's up with Nintendo. Because I've been a Nintendo user, consumer for since you know the Nintendo first Nintendo that hit the United States, but I see a lot of the games that come out today are coming out just for like Xbox and PlayStation 2, And they're not having ports to GameCube.
I don't know. It might be that it's really hard to write code for the GameCube.
I've heard that too.
Them on those tiny discs.
I've heard that too, but still, it makes me wonder. You know, then they got like really cool stuff that comes out that doesn't come out on any other console.
Yeah, they've got some cool exclusives like Metroid Prime 2 came out.
Now, Resident Evil 4, I hear, is only coming out on GameCube.
Only GameCube. Resident Evil, always Nintendo. Yeah.
And then, you know, I'm listening to Gamer 65 today, and they're complaining about X-Men Legends, and I was listening, they were like, well, Wolverine doesn't regenerate, but he does. He did on mine. And then they're talking about vehicles, and I'm like, there were no vehicles on the Nintendo 64 version. It was like Pitfall.
Just as we're talking about games, Halo 2 rocks.
Yeah, but that's only for Xbox. And I don't have an Xbox. Trader over there does, right?
I have an Xbox, but I haven't gotten...
I have an Atari 2600.
You have a PlayStation.
Yeah, I guess I do have a PlayStation. I don't use it much.
Yeah, Halo was like a huge seller, wasn't it, when it came out?
Huge.
Well, that was the reason a lot of people bought
that.
It had
the biggest sale out of any movie or game released ever.
Is that proportional? Because like a game, a Halo, costs what? Average $50.
$50.
But a movie costs $15?
Right, but it means that people were willing to pay that much.
Yeah.
I'll probably get Halo 2 when it comes out, but I'll wait till it becomes used. That's the only way I buy games. I wait till they get used and a few dollars off.
That's just
now,
crazy.
Are you playing Halo? Are you doing the storyline or are you playing multiplayer? Halo 2.
I'm going through the campaign first, and then I'll jump on Xbox Live after that.
How much do you pay for Xbox Live a month?
It's $15 a year, 50. And you can play any Xbox Live game, which is much better than paying, like, $13, $15 a month for, like, Star Wars Galaxies or EverQuest, because then you can only play that game.
Right. So then, with your subscription, that goes over your existing internet service, right?
Right. It's from Microsoft.
Is the new TiVo, is that over the existing internet service now? Have they done that instead of having to go through?
I don't think so, yeah. I think you still have to go through them.
Through the modem? I mean, yeah.
I think you still have to do the modem, but I'm not.
No, you can hook it up to a wireless adapter, or you can hook it up through Ethernet now.
Because, yeah, mine is still Series 1, so I can't really do anything besides use the dial.
Unless you have it open.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that, but my luck is usually I break things more than I get them to come back, so... I figure it works. I'm not going to fuck it up.
Yeah.
The turkey's out again.
Yeah. Running around.
You know what else I had on the chat? Not the chat.
Dan just fell asleep against the light.
On the... What did I put on the blog for tonight?
The blog.
Didn't anybody read the blog?
I did read the... You know, but I don't remember which one. Something
I
about,
it,
you know,
no
we're
going
to talk about something. That's what it was.
Well, I don't ever remember.
I'm
going
to have to go and look now.
You haven't posted lately, have you, Link?
No, I haven't.
What are we thankful for?
It's been a good while for me.
Monitoring logs and networks and making music.
Oh, yeah, make a music. Not love, make a music.
Have any of you guys gotten anything from the Cafe Press Shop / iPodder?
Nope.
No, just the Linux Link Tech Show Cafe Shop.
We're all poor.
Do you have one?
Yeah,
we do, as a matter of fact.
Oh, well, you got to check out our second T-shirt. It's got a really great picture of Alan on it.
Go to the linuxlink.net/TLLTS. You know, our regular, our main
URL,
page.
Yeah.
And check out over on the right-hand side of the page, there's a little green ad that says, Buy Me. Has, like,
I always ignored that because it looks like a banner ad.
It is a banner ad, but it's one that we put on there on purpose.
Yes, but I thought it was an annoying ad, so my eyes automatically remove that stuff from the page.
No, that's actually our ad for our merchandise, so.
Oh, okay.
What the hell is Xmas tree stealth scan?
The what?
An
Xmas
tree stealth
scan. But don't you do that? Sometimes
scan.
You just skip over the ads. Just mentally skip them.
Oh, you want to check out, like, T-shirt design 2. That's the one you want to look at.
T-shirt design.
It's been a long time. No, since
do we want to like injure him like that?
I'm looking at the larger images.
Yeah,
I can't see anymore. My eyes.
That's the T-shirt you want to wear to Thanksgiving.
That's right. Oh, jeez.
For your family.
Everybody, go pick up your Linux Link Tech Show T-shirt too.
Yeah. Yeah, we have way too much fun playing with the GIMP around here.
You know, I should have made that tail come out across your face instead of being in the background, so it looked like you were actually really getting in there. But that's the way.
No.
No, he says.
All right, guys, I think I have to go. Anything else? Just IM me, all right?
You got it,
man. Thank you, Matt.
Thanks for calling
in.
That was
cool.
Thanks
for calling us.
Thanks for having me.
All right.
MatthewBischoff.com.
MatthewBischoff.com. Everybody go check it out as soon as you're done looking at our site first.
Right? And hack the box, C drive, text file that says, I hacked you. See ya.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Anybody else wants a call, I guess?
Yeah, we're like open now, right?
Making music. One thing that I've always wanted to do on the Linux box or any of these things is to start any of my machines is make some music, because we think about, hey, we'd like to have some music for the tech show, and we either have to go out and find pre-made music or mix together some stuff that we find pre-made. And unless you play a bunch of different instruments and have a bunch of different instruments and you can record it, it's not that easy to make your own music.
Right.
Now, all I have is a trombone, and I don't have... I don't really know how to play the guitar or the piano or anything else. So I figured, wouldn't it be great if I could make my own music? Because I remember back in the day when on my TI-99-4A, you sit there and doing their basic or extended basic, you just do a call sound and it puts a note on. And I could take my trombone music and put that in a little program, and you play like little Christmas carol.
Sure.
You draw a picture on the tree, like a Christmas tree on the screen, and you play... Silent Night or something, and everybody goes, woo!
Yeah.
So if I could do that back then, and that's like 20-some years ago, why can't I... No, actually, 25 years ago or so.
Right.
Why can't we do it now? What do we need to do it now? So I started looking around at different applications, and I got lulled into checking out GarageBand through Apple OS X's iLife GarageBand. And it says, all over, so they talk about, even if you're not a musician, you can create... music, no problem at all. It's really easy. Drag and drop stuff, this, like this and that.
Okay.
So I checked out, and I think it's kind of a little misleading, and maybe I'm misunderstood or whatever, but the way that they create the music in GarageBand is they have a bunch of pre-recorded loops.
Okay.
So if you want to create a reggae song, so you go down... And you got like a reggae, you have like percussion, and you might have like a reggae one. Okay. So you drag it up into the track, and you got this drum beat for a reggae, drum beat one, and you can extend the loop as long as you want, and it plays. And then you grab another loop and another loop. So you can put together music like that, but it's not like you're really creating the music, putting down the notes yourself. You're restricted to what that loop says that you can do. Now, they have an option for recording your own instrument, and you can do that, but you have to know how to, you have to have a guitar to plug in and record the guitar.
Right.
So you can record yourself playing. So I was like, no, that's not exactly what I'm looking for. I'd like something that has a staff, and I could plug notes into it, and it'll play it back for me.
Right.
There was a plugin for GarageBand, this guy wrote, that allows you to do something like that, to actually put the notes... But it's not on a staff. What they've done, GarageBand has another feature where you could actually compose your own music, but they don't make it easy. What they have is just like this piano keyboard, and it's huge. So if you really want to extend it out, it might not fit on your screen.
Are we ringing or something?
I'm sorry. Yes, we are.
We're ringing. Who is it?
It's Matthew Bischoff again.
Hello! Can't hear him. I can't hear you, Matt.
Boom!
That's not me.
No, I think that's Matt's microphone.
Hello.
There you are.
There you go.
Hello.
What?
All right. Oh, sorry about that. I just had to answer this program about the music thing.
Okay.
There's a good program called Sibelius.
Sibelius.
I don't know how you spell it, but it's exactly what you're looking for. It's a staff, and you can type in the put in the music manually, and then it can play it back or print the music out.
Now, is that that's for Windows, right?
I think it is for Windows, yeah.
Sibelius. Because I know there's another program out there called Finale Notepad that does it, which I use at school.
Finale Notepad.
Finale Notepad. And that runs on Windows or OS X. And you can plug in different instruments. It has different sound fonts. So you can do like a little... and I'm not sure how many different instruments you can get going at once. But I will definitely
see... Yeah, this is like... You could write full orchestra parts on this. I mean, I've played around with it.
Do you know how that's spelled?
No, I'm trying to figure it out. Music. This is E-B-I.
Well, I'm spelling it with a Y. That's E-B.
Maybe it is. It's Sibelius.
While he's looking that up, let me finish about the GarageBand.
Okay.
They have a keyboard on there, so if you want to record your own custom music, you can do that. But you can only play one note at a time on this keyboard, and you got to move. You got to do it with the mouse, so it's impossible to play chords. Then you can go down in a track editor. Well, this guy has that. Basically, has that keyboard out on a little MIDI editor thing, where you can plug the notes in, but it doesn't have a staff. So you could plug the individual notes in and then drag them over and into the track on either.
I got the spelling.
All right.
Sibelius. And it's Sibelius.com.
Sibelius.com. But Oh, you got to choose your country first, United States. Hope I'm at the right spot. Go ahead, Alan. Take it away while I'm looking here.
Yes.
I wonder how much that is.
I'm going to the buy page right now.
Oh, I hate it when they don't have their... Oh, there we go. Woo! $600.
Wow.
For the professional version.
Yeah.
Well, Dan is a professional, so I'll have to get that one.
Yeah, he's professional.
Nothing short. $600. Oh.
It's the Photoshop of music. There you go. Now you just need to find the GIMP.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, it's a good program, though.
I think it's out of my price range. It's not free.
I don't know. If you look at the, like, home or... I'm not sure. G7. I think G7 is... How much is that?
There's the education version.
No, it's the home version.
Yeah, I know. There's also the education version.
Oh, there's the education version.
And I work at a school district. Woo!
There you go. You can get it now.
Yeah. Wonder how much that G7.
I could have sworn that I saw recently some kind of program for Linux that did just that. You know, you could put the notes
G7's on. G7 is 149.
Well, with Linux, I've been looking at some stuff. There's a whole bunch of different applications, audio applications, and it's you know, once again, with the Linux side of things, it's a little difficult because you got to get all these funky packages and stuff, sound fonts, so it's not as easy as one person already having to put together. I tried looking at Rose Garden, but that really didn't, you know, Rose Garden was more for, again, inputting your own music.
Right.
Or using a MIDI device to record, and you can actually write tracks out and then play it through your MIDI. There's another one called Lily Pond, but that's not... There's a couple of note editing things, which I'm trying to get running, but a lot of the projects were dropped, which is unfortunate. $100 and some, there we go.
So anyway, I should have paid attention when I saw... I know I saw something like that, and I didn't pay attention, and I should have done it.
Next time you'll pay attention.
I will.
But I just thought I'd bring that up. Some interesting stuff. Trying to get running. I'm going to play around a little more with GarageBand, see how that works out. Maybe check out this G7 stuff, too. But if it only runs on... I don't have any Windows machines, so that would... That would make it out of my... You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be able to run it.
Mm-hmm.
I have to see what the requirements are. Woo. Go ahead, Link. Take it away. What are you thankful for this year, Link?
What am I thankful for?
Absolutely nothing.
I'm thankful I still have a job in this crappy technology sector that I work in. Thankful that we have done 60 episodes of the Linux Link Tech Show. Which really is an accomplishment. I mean, you know, a lot of people say, oh, well, you know, I've done a bazillion shows on my podcast or whatever like that, and they're doing a whole... But they do them, like, daily, and they do, like, 10 minutes or something like that. And we've done, you know, 62 weeks worth of podcasts, worth of audio shows. 2 weeks off for Christmas and New Year's last year. And we do, you know, over an hour every time. So we're looking at, you know, probably close to 70 hours.
With no preparation.
Hours. Yeah, it's probably close to 70 hours worth of stuff. And, you know, we still have fun in it, and that's cool.
Yeah, it's Mac or Windows that Sibelius. Maybe something to check out.
We'll find something. I'm going to have to look into that, though, because I used to have a lot of fun doing that. That was pretty cool.
Making music.
Yeah.
Making music.
Just take and score some stuff and listen to it. Why not?
Oh, my
God. I'll find something. Anyway.
What's Alan thankful for?
Yeah.
Alan, tell him what you're thankful for while I go take a leak.
Getting a house. So, thankful for that.
Yeah.
That somebody wants to give me a loan.
Somebody wants to give Alan money. Yeah, that is cool. And you're closing on the house
Friday,
as we speak, pretty much.
Yeah, Friday is the official signing of everything.
Signing of your life away.
Yeah, Saturday is the move.
And then you get to get in there and set us up with a real professional kind of tech show studio, right? So we can, you know.
I'll have a room for it. I'm getting two-way cable in there.
Yeah.
They gave me a deal on that, so I figure if it doesn't work...
And this
I
is still have your, the, what, through RCN or whatever?
Through RCN this time, again.
I thought they screwed you like last time, right?
Well, with the one-way, yeah. The one-way sucks on it, but I'll give the two-way a try. If it doesn't work, DSL is also available, so...
Yeah, because you're right
on this way. This time I at least have a choice. I'm sort of locked into the one-way one where I am, so.
Yeah, so you're right around the corner from my father-in-law, who, of course, has Verizon DSL just like I have.
So. Yeah.
And that works just fine. It's no problems at all. No problems at all. And
you know what the thing is?
You could definitely set that up fast.
RCN, they're all laughing up there. They're like, look, we screwed this guy the first time. Here he comes in two-way game.
Do it again.
We're going to get him a second time.
Well, yeah, but like I said, the difference is if it doesn't work this time, you know, Verizon's a phone call away.
Pretty much. But you still have to wait like a week for them to send you their...
Well, they send you
the modem kit or whatever, something like that.
They can send me the modem kit while I'm still screwing around with RCN, and then I'll just drop it off.
Did RCN say they're going to let you run a little mini server at your house or anything?
No, but I figured I'll just like port it up.
Go
on
right ahead.
Again.
We'll disconnect anyway. Your service and still charge you.
Yeah.
No, I'll run it up on, you know, I'll run something up on like 8080 or something like that.
Yeah,
so.
Way up where it's out of the way and they don't know.
Because I do know they block 80 and they block 25.
Aha. Uh-huh. Yeah, that'll
but,
be
yeah.
good.
Now, you know, just a little segue, the Finale Notepad, which I've seen actually work where you can do that kind of thing, plug in notes in and everything, it is a free... It is a free download.
Okay.
You can try it out. It's a free download, and it's fully functional. There's a more professional version, I guess, which is $40.
Uh-huh.
But at finalemusic.com, But it's only for Windows or OS 10, which I'll be using the OS 10 version if I want to check it out. But I'm not giving up hope on the Linux side of things. And I was going to say what I was thankful for. I need a hug, Link.
You need a hug?
You know, I was thinking, aww. I was saying, you know, what the hell's he doing over there?
I don't know. Dan and I are looking at each other, and all I hear from behind me is Alan going, ha, 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 ha.
Donuts. Ever since I met your scary ass at the computer, what was that, Lehigh Valley Computer Users Group that first time?
Right, right.
I actually met you because... they were doing that. That was the night of the Corel Draw 3 presentation.
Yes, it was.
That just wouldn't end. Wouldn't
the
end.
Never ending.
And, you know, I'd never seen you before, and there you were sitting right behind me the whole time, and had to sit through that forever and ever. And you were the only one that actually paid dues to them, weren't you? You actually paid.
I was a member for 1 year, yes.
Yeah. Every time they hand me that, that's just like when the Mormons show up on my... They hand me that brochure, just put it right in the pocket or something. Anyway, what's been nice is I've been really thankful that if I ever have a question mm-hmm. or anything, I could just call you up and shoot it right by you. Whether it's...
whether I know the answer or not.
No, it's like I can call you up at 8 o'clock in the morning. I can call you up at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Yep. I can call you up at 2 o'clock at night.
Yep.
And you don't bitch, you don't complain. You know, we sit there, we talk about it, and it's good to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know? But you don't hear him when he hangs up the phone, though.
That son of a...
No, that's my wife back in the middle. Who the frick is calling him 12 o'clock at night?
And it's nice.
No, but if I say, oh, it's just Dan, she's like, oh, okay. You know? She already knows the drill, you know?
And to be able to, you know, to bounce all that stuff off of you, to be able to do little projects like this and all sorts of stuff has been grateful. I'm really thankful for that. Thank you very much.
Hey, no problem. And then, that's what friends are for.
And then there's Alan. And Alan.
Who's just really quiet.
With and that's the thing. You know, and Alan just, like, inserted himself in such a sly way, and it's coming out wrong. I mean,
I've always been called shifty a little bit there.
We started the lug, and then Alan starts showing up. And every time we have a function, Alan would show up. Like, we go to New York for the Linux World, yep. And Alan would be there. And I walk around with Alan. He'd be right there. And any function that we had outside, like those four or five different functions we had, right. The picnics, Alan would show
Alan
up.
Would be there.
Anytime that there was something going on.
I can't help it. Everybody else was like lame.
Right. Alan would show up.
I happened to enjoy Linux, and it was a Linux lug. You know, what the fuck? You're supposed to go to the damn thing.
And the thing was, and it really kind of hit us that we had that the first time we went to... what's that place? The Tiki Bar.
Tiki Bar, yes.
And afterwards, we went to Lou's, but Link didn't go because he had to go home.
Yep, I
and
bailed.
I think it was just, it was you, myself, and...
Yeah, my wife was there.
Well, yeah, our wives. And was there a third person there, or was no?
I think there was somebody else there, but I don't remember who it was.
Yeah, I don't remember who it was either.
I don't know.
But there was somebody...
But, you know, it's like, wow, you know, Alan was there, and my wife even said, hey, you know, you guys should hang around with Alan more often. He's a really nice guy, you know. He's always there. He's always there.
I'm here.
Yeah. He's always shows up. He's always willing to do it. And when we decided to do the show the first day, and we said it was just going to be you and I,
yep.
We opened it up to the log. Who shows up? Alan.
Alan.
Alan shows up, and it's been great.
And who kept showing up?
Contribution. Alan. And that's the thing. When we actually do have something and Alan doesn't show up, like a lug meeting, it's like, where the hell is Alan?
Yeah.
You know, where is Alan? Why isn't he here? And
I see everybody but Alan.
You definitely...
I do try to get to all of them.
Definitely miss him when he's not there. So, you know, for Alan hanging out and doing all this stuff and, you know, being a good friend, I'm really thankful for that, too. Because this wouldn't be as good of a production without Alan. And life wouldn't be as fun without Alan.
No doubt.
Cool.
So
we have to have our core group of people, you know.
I'm happy to be with the core here.
The cool people. Alan is one of the cool people.
And when we had to do the L3C stuff, Alan was there.
I was busting my ass with that.
But how come when we got screwed over, Alan wasn't there? Where was he when we were getting the shaft?
He knew you more. He didn't know who the hell I was.
He's like, we want to send a letter to this other guy, too, but we don't know who the hell he is.
Yeah, well, it didn't stop him with the
You know why he didn't bitch at me? Because I paid for the two computers I walked out of there with. And what are you going to do with an SE30? Come on now.
Yeah, you pay for the computers and...
I contributed to that thing to get those two SEs.
Definitely.
Which, by the way, we always wanted to have.
I bought the domain that they stole from me and everything.
Joe Simpson contributed $500.
Hey, Matt Bishop says he's got this music thing. SourceForge.net Projects Open Song. Something, something.
Dun, dun, dun.
Looking at that, because I don't even have my browser open anymore. Open my browser.
What are you doing? What do you mean you don't have your browser open anymore?
Well, like, shut it down, because we've been like an hour and a half on the show. I figured, I'm pretty sure we're going to shut it down. No, there's
Yeah, the actually, end. I did just finally see his little instant message over there. I was on a different window, so I did just
He IM'd you in the...
Yeah, and so he Skyped Skype. Me as well. But I was off on another window, so I didn't see it pop up.
Operating system, all 32-bit MS Windows, all POSIX units. But it says user interface is Windows 32. Beta. Where's the damn... Oh, there's the files. That's something I'll have to check out.
It's another thing to check out, yeah. I'm going to check out right now.
Why not? There's the source.
Woohoo!
So that means you probably got to compile. That's no problem. I'm not...
It's no problem. We got the show going on. We'll compile something.
We'll do it right now. We'll download it, compile it. Do we need to compile a kernel again?
No, we don't need to compile a kernel now. Jeez.
Always fun compiling kernels.
Crazy people.
Kernel compilation. Dun, dun, dun. We should do the Skype thing more often. We should actually schedule guests.
Well, that's what we found out, but it sort of works. Yeah, we needed to get some people to actually call and... Some different people to call. Not that we don't appreciate you, Pat, calling.
We'll get you working this time. I promise not to hang up next time.
We have to work at it a little bit more with you. We needed to have some more Skype people call in so we could see if it was just you or not, and it is. So there. No. But, yeah, it was good that we had Matt call in, and because that sounded fine, you know. So we obviously have all of that stuff working.
Matt says no one has hacked him as of yet.
No one has hacked him. Well, everybody's still listening to the show, you know. When you're done listening to the show, you're toast, man. That's it.
Yeah, you know, why did Pat leave a long time ago? Did he leave for a reason?
I don't know.
Well, I'm sorry, Alan. I didn't mean to cut you off.
You should put his IP address on the mailing list. Somebody out there will try.
Something. I don't know.
You know, I'll send it to the guy in Korea who's always trying to hack into my machine. I'll forward it to him. He keeps trying from different boxes, too. I see him. It's got to be the same guy. He tries the same thing all the time. He tries a test account, a user account, a admin account. And I look at my log thing, but four different accounts he tries. And
so it's just basically a script that runs and hits your machine on a regular basis.
I know
the box that you said it was coming from the last time I went and checked them all, and they were on a Red Hat.
So. Yes, and I have another one, but it's on a Windows machine. Fun stuff.
That's bad, man.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I made a mistake. I had a test account on there, and I don't know why I did. Playing around with it, and somebody got into it through the test account. They didn't do anything. But
What was the password on the test account? Was it
guess?
Test?
Test. Ah, I was doing something. For some reason, I was testing something out, and I forgot.
Dumbass,
you know what it was? It was testing out. Yeah, it was really stupid. When I saw somebody actually
give it a root password of pass your password.
It's not one of my most brilliant things, but when I saw that, and I was like, immediately I got rid of that account. I ran all these, you know, I checked all my logs, ran all these different tests and stuff, and I know exactly what they did, but they didn't really
do
anything.
Do you check rootkit?
I did it a couple times. I run that on a weekly basis. And, you know, I have the latest port sentry going, and I monitor my logs on an hourly basis. Actually, a half-hourly basis, but It's a pain in the ass.
Dun, 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 dun.
You just keep my eyes on
you it. You get a log checker that looks through your logs for you.
No, that's what I do. I do that. And then I have another couple scripts that send me, like, you know, who logged in, when, what processes are running, my disk space. It's been another one I had to start keeping an eye on.
Yeah, you better keep an eye on that one.
Because that's, like, whoa, 4% left at home. That's not good. Wasn't that good enough?
It's a good thing I called you up that day because, like, he sent this email out saying that, you know, this person was sucking up his disk space on his home drive, and they'd taken up 174 megs. And by the time I had checked and gotten through my email later in the day, it was 471 megs.
Yeah.
By the time I got off the phone with Dan, it was 480-something megs.
Yeah, when I looked at my, I'm like, man, this process has been running for a day and a half. What the hell is he doing?
Yeah, maybe it's time to stop that.
I don't know what he was mirroring. Fun.
I don't know, gentlemen. Are we about ready to roll?
I think it's time, yeah.
I'm thankful for rootkits. Like yeah.
Dan is thankful for rootkits. I'm thankful for Port Sentry. That's a cool program. If you're running a Linux box, you got to run Port Sentry. We're going to be able to shut that off. Oh, look, it's still running.
Yeah.
It's still running. Well,
I think the hardware is going flaky on the box, though, because after a week of running it solid, I have to kill it and
did you, like,
restart it.
You know, spray the box out any? Or
no, not recently.
Clean it up?
But I think, but I have a couple of other things that stuff are falling. Yeah, the stuff's, you know, they're starting to, it's really old. Now the server, same type of machine, is running great. Fingers crossed. I think it's one of the big problems is the hard drives and those and the controllers, but this is using different hard drives.
Aha.
And the CD-ROM drive on that is kind of, they're getting iffy.
Aha.
Maybe I'll need to switch it with the honeypot because the honeypot doesn't do anything.
There you go.
All right.
But it's happy, though.
All right.
Happy holidays to all those people in the United States. I don't think any other country celebrates.
No, it doesn't. Canada does Thanksgiving too, right? But it's like later than ours or something.
Yeah, but not on our Thanksgiving.
December.
We're the only one that celebrates Thanksgiving.
Well, no, yeah, we're
everybody who listens who celebrates it happy.
Oh, I know. I had a question for you. Where is your mortgage company?
Prosperity.
Where?
It's over on. Get you the address. Hold on.
You don't know in the general vicinity anymore? You've been there, right?
Yeah.
You have to go there to do the closing.
It's Farmersville Road.
Oh, okay. They were going to say, man, if you have to go anywhere near the malls or anything on Friday, you...
Oh, that's going to stink, man. Black Friday.
I did retail for 10 years, man. I will never go shopping on Black Friday ever again.
That's going to stink.
I might have to go if I want to get the...
But I have mastered the knocking Metroid over people Prime when I want to get stuff. So
you what?
I do have mastered the knocking over people if I want to get things.
Does that really go on? Do you really?
Yes, it does.
Oh, yes.
I've never seen that.
When the Cabbage Patch Kids came out, I watched. They were lined out outside the store for like hours before the store opened up. They came in and had to make a left-hand turn to get down to the toys department. On it, and it came in, and it was just like a trample zone because we had just waxed the floors. It was great. You're watching these old people like just hitting that left hand turn and sliding. It was great.
Did you have anybody get hurt?
Not that I know of. No. But they, you know, they went down and bounced. They were weebles. They wobble, but they don't fall down.
Fights.
Really?
I've seen fist fights. I've seen people bite each other.
That's insane.
No kidding, man. I have seen customers bite each other back when I was working retail.
And we didn't even open up early those years. I mean, now they open like 5. Toy stores open at like 5 in the morning now.
Oh, yeah.
Like Toys R Us opens like 5 o'clock.
A couple years ago, my mother-in-law was going to get something for my daughter. She was out at like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Carolyn, that's insane, used to do that. Man. I just go to bed at 4 o'clock in the morning. Why the hell would you want to get up at 4 and go
to a store?
Now, the only retail I ever worked was Staples, and I did. That was like for a couple of months, and I think I did work over on a Black Friday. I did work on a Black Friday, but the thing is, who the hell, what do you need at Staples on Black Friday? I mean, there's nothing to mob it for.
No, anything that has like toys or shit like that, man, you don't want to be around.
That's just crazy. You know, I worked in a couple big department stores, so Yeah, it was. It's bad.
Not worked fast
for
food.
The, for those of you who don't,
when the bars let out, that's like.
Well,
we have to explain
this like and quantify it a little bit for the people who are not from the United States. For those of you who don't know, and are not from the United States, the day after Thanksgiving, here in the United States, we call it Black Friday, and that's traditionally the first day of the heavy, heavy Christmas shopping season, when all these stores have big sales. And, of course, when you have big sales like that, everybody in the world goes to the stores in order to get whatever stuff. And, you know, they're running out of things and stuff like that. So everybody's, you know, running over each other trying to get whatever it is they're trying to get at the stores.
And they all, like, open 24 hours or something, don't they?
Don't they start, like, opening
at midnight?
Yeah, they start opening. They open until midnight, and they open at 4 o'clock in the morning or something like that.
Your wife is saying she wants us to go another hour.
Yeah, I see that.
Because
she never says that to me.
Keep talking. Maybe Black Friday will be here.
Yeah, right. All right. Let's get out of here. Everybody, have a really happy Thanksgiving, and we're going to catch you Wednesday
on our regular schedule.
Wednesday, the what? Is that? What's the date?
I don't know.
That day.
That
first?
Would be
the first.
December 1st.
Yeah. Wednesday, December 1st. But, no, we'll catch you. Have a great Thanksgiving, whether or not you're going to celebrate it. Have a great Thanksgiving Day anyway. And we'll
you guys have safe trips wherever you're going?
Yeah.
You're not going anywhere, are you?
Nope.
I am.
Going to hell in a handbasket.
I'm going to New York.
No net for years.
Well, dude, you know what? One last thing.
What?
Def kind of went over there today. Dan told me that he had internet wipe out that one email account, erase everything in it. So in like 2 or 3 days, over
this
300,
like 5,000 spams,
yeah, over 300 emails in the past 2 or 3 days. About 95% of them are spam again.
Oh man!
Junk mail filters caught them, but man, it just takes forever to download all that crap.
That's terrible. That's terrible. Oh, one more thing. Since this is, by the time you hear this. If you listen to the podcast anyway, by the time you hear it, it's going to be almost the first, and that's like officially the start of the Christmas type season in the United States. So what I wanted everybody to do was think about the coolest geek gifts that you want or that you already have, and you think everybody else should have them. Geeky type
the USB
gifts.
Christmas tree.
Yeah, little neat geeky gifts. And email them to us at techshow@thelinuxlink.net.
What's the USB Christmas tree do?
It's
plus
just
the
a
new
light,
Christmas
man.
Tree. It lights up. We've got a little LED in the bottom of it.
It's
I think it changes color.
You have like
plastic
Christmas tree, and you know.
Oh,
if
I thought
don't
you meant
celebrate
you actually
Christmas,
plug
you
in
can
your
call
Christmas
it a
tree through
Bush
your USB.
Whatever,
to
guess,
no,
put
no,
it on your
no.
Computer
it's just a little.
Stuff,
it does plug into your USB port, but it's just like three little LEDs.
It's not. It doesn't have like a.
No, it doesn't.
Storage space on it or anything.
No. But send us a techshow@thelinuxlink.net. Send us your ideas and things that you want for cool little geeky Christmas gifts.
Do I have like a USB menorah for our Jewish friends?
That you know it links up with your date.
Matt's
Christmas
got a wish
tree,
list
you just,
up already.
You just rename it
what?
To the Hanukkah bush.
Matt's
right?
got a wish list up already.
Hey, there we go. There's one
you know,
already.
You know what would be cool with a USB menorah that it actually probes the date on your computer, and the first day of Hanukkah, it takes out one little light, and then the next one, the day, until Hanukkah's over and all the lights are gone. No, wait. You're supposed to light the candles.
You're supposed to light
one.
Them. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the first
one,
day it would light yeah. one, and then, yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Dude, why aren't you working on that, Alan?
Get it done, man.
Haven't thought much about menorah, so.
All right, listen, everybody.
Thank you for listening. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Thanks a lot. Catch you on the first for episode 61.
The Linux Link.
Good night.
Good night.
Linux Link Tech Show. Linux Link Tech Show.
Linux Link Tech Show.
The Linux Link Tech Show.
Linux Link Tech Show.
The Linux Link Tech Show.
Linux Link Tech Show.
The Linux Link Tech Show.